You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey, eh?
Oh, God bless football, Billy and Stu. Thanks for remembering me.
What a great reaction by you, because I was convinced he was totally going to go right back.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew until he said it.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew he was going to do until he said it.
I was looking at you in the monitor and trying to figure out how do we go with this.
The rare midweek episode of God Bless Football, Billy, because we're inching closer to the Super Bowl. We're getting a lot of guests on both this week and next week. And so this week, tell the audience what it is we're doing on God Bless Football to help them get ready for the big game.
Well, okay, so as you guys know, the Super Bowl is a week and a half away now, right?
Yeah.
So we, you know, things are starting to ramp up, and there's, you know, as teams are going further, we're getting to know the celebrity fans of some of these teams. Not to say that these fans are just, you know, starting to root for these teams at the last minute, thinking they're going to get to the Super Bowl, but we have these people that are now available to us because everybody wants to talk football because their teams are going to make it to the Super Bowl. So last week we locked in two great fans in the hopes of talking to them as their team had just made it to the Super Bowl. And unfortunately, both of their teams lost. So we're going to be talking to Duff Goldman
right
about his team, the Ravens.
So we have losers on.
We have, well, not losers. They're winners.
Wait, I'm sorry. I should say that. They're not losers. Their teams lost. Right. Okay.
Yeah. We thought we were in really good position to have at least one celebrity whose team was going to be playing in the Super Bowl, if not two. And then the Lions and the Ravens both lost. And we have already, we had booked Duff Goldman, and we had booked Flavor Flav, and we were very excited to talk to them about their teams. And to their credit, they still came on, even though their teams lost, which is great. And by the way, I think we love both of them.
We do. Well, I know we love both of
them.
We
do.
I love Flav more, though. I'm just saying it.
Really?
I mean, I do. Yes. Yes. Long Island guy. I grew up listening to his music. I mean, he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fantastic. You love Duff, though. I know you.
I like them both. I like Duff. I'm not going to tell you. Learned something about Flavor Flav today. Didn't know.
Right.
And his name makes more sense than it did before.
Well, that's a good tease. Who are we going to first here, by the way? So, again, just so we're clear, audience, okay? We are getting you ready for the Super Bowl with two guys, two celebrities, from teams that lost this past weekend. Their teams are not playing in the Super Bowl, but we are getting you ready for the Super Bowl with Duff the Baker, Duff Goldman, and Flavor Flav.
Yeah, correct.
That's how we do it here on God Bless Football.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong. Okay.
And if anything, they will know the ins and the outs of the teams that just beat them that are going to the Super Bowl. So these will be experts. They saw it firsthand.
Yes. Did I suggest that there was something wrong with that? It might be the best episode we've ever done.
That's a minor implication.
All right. Who are we going to first here, Billy?
Who do you want to go to first?
I would like
your
to,
choice.
I would like to make them stick around for Flavor Flav and start with Duff Goldman.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you say that as though they're not going to love this Duff.
No, you're going to love Duff Goldman. I am telling you, people, you're going to love Duff Goldman.
Can I tell the audience what's happening here? Can I tell them?
Please.
There's a recency bias because yesterday is when we recorded with Duff. And we love Duff and we're glowing with Duff. Stu Gotts is like, we need to do a lot more with Duff.
I love Duff.
You're going to hear all of the things that he starts pitching Duff and all the things that he wants Duff to do with us for us.
Yeah, good ideas.
Ideas, yeah. Yes. He has ideas for Duff.
Right.
And then we just wrapped right now with Flavor Flav.
We did.
And it went great.
You got us hyped.
Yeah, yes. So Stu Gotts now is like very
recency
high
bias.
On Flavor Flav. Yeah, yeah.
What, you want to go Flav first, Duff second?
No, we can go Duff. I'm just saying don't undersell Duff because you loved him yesterday.
If I told you before we got started, Mikey A., that Duff Goldman and Flavor Flav would have not one but two things in common. Two things. You would have told me what? Do you know the two things?
You can't say them
because
then people are not going to listen.
Your brain is fried because we've been talking too much in the microphones. But they have two things in common. Find out what they are. But first, let's go to Duff Goldman.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Thank you for doing this, Duff.
I can't believe I am.
Why? Why is that? Tell me why.
I woke up this morning and I was like looking at my calendar. I was like, what do I got to do today? And I was like, oh, a football podcast. Awesome.
You're that distraught from the Ravens losing in the AFC Championship game?
God. I mean, hosting the AFC Champion at home. We've been beating all these teams by double digits, man. It was just like, you know, of course we're going to go to the Super Bowl, and we're not.
Were you at the game?
I was not at the game. No, I was going to be, and I was doing all this traveling. I had to be home, and oh, God, it's just sucks.
Is this the most the Ravens have ever disappointed you? Because I was trying to think back to like the Ravens history, and it's not very long, and I can't remember them ever being disappointed.
Do you remember, I forget what year it was, but when Billy Cundiff, our kicker, like whiffed a field goal that would have sent us to the Super Bowl?
I do remember that, yes. I also remember the Lee Evans drop, but keep going.
Oh, Lee Evans, too. I mean, this is another guy. Like, you know, like, he was a great player most of the time.
Right.
You know?
Duff, you realize you're talking to two Jet fans here, okay? Like, you've had a hell of a run. Give me your run, Duff, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, like, with Jet fans, like, you guys are, you know, aim low and you're never disappointed, right? Like, you,
yes.
You know? When the Jets are stinking up the joint, you're not like, oh, what happened? You know?
You it's
know,
the hope Jets. That kills you. It's the hope that kills you.
Exactly.
How did you become such a big Ravens fan?
So I grew up in Massachusetts, and I was a Patriots fan. And then I went to undergrad in Baltimore to UMBC. And that's when the Ravens like became a football team. And so I was like, I like these guys. Got swagger. They're funny. They're playing on an old baseball field. Like, it's great. This is great. I love these guys. So I switched and became a Ravens fan, and I've been bleeding purple ever since.
You picked a terrible time to switch, Doug.
You picked the wrong time.
The worst time. Yes.
I don't know. I was like, seeing the whole dynasty was actually fun, being a Ravens fan and constantly running into Tom Brady and the Patriots, right? There was just this curse you, Tom, a pox on you, just this constant, getting our asses cocked. I'll tell you a funny story, a cool story. One time, not to name drop, but I was at Lucasfilm in Marin County, where they make Star Wars.
Sure.
And we were making a cake for a big party they were having there. And we were there for a few days. And so one of the days was, several years ago. And Ravens were in the playoffs. And so one of the days was a playoff game. And I was like, I said to the guys, like, hey, the people that ran the facility, like, could you wheel a TV into here while we're working on this cake so we can watch the game? But yeah, we'll figure something out. So Sunday rolls around, no TV. And I'm like, hey, you guys, we wanted to watch the game. They're like, oh, yeah, we couldn't figure out how to get a TV into this conference room. And I was like, you made Star Wars. You don't know how to put a TV in a ballroom? Right? The guy kind of winks at me, and he's just like, here, why don't you come with me? And we go down the hall, kind of through the facility a little bit. And he lets us into George Lucas's personal theater with the game teed up, ready to go, popcorn, and a remote control. And we got to, watch the game. And we got to watch the Ravens beat the Patriots in the playoffs and from George Lucas's theater. It was amazing.
That's really epic. Cool. That's wow. really cool.
It was
cool. Epic.
Yeah, it was cool.
Do you have more stories like that? I hope you do. You can check out Duff, Mentor, the Next Great Baker, with Kids Baking Championship coming up on the Food Network. Do you have other great celebrity stories like that?
I mean, I'm sure, but I can't. Like, I got to be reminded of them,
Can I ask you an unrelated question, Duff? Is that a double bass behind you? What is that giant violin that you have there?
It is a giant violin, also known as an upright bass.
Okay.
This is my new one. This is a 69 P bass that I've wanted my entire life, and I finally got one, and I love it. Yeah, it's really nice.
And
this is the jam room.
And is there a bass hanging behind you because you love different variations of basses, or why is there a giant bass behind you?
So one time I was, I went to Coachella. I went to Old Cella, the one that had Paul McCartney and Pink Floyd and The Who and Stones. You know what I mean? I went to that one and I was cooking this big meal, and I didn't bring a blanket, and we were staying in this really gross trailer. And so my wife and I went to the local Walmart, and I was like, I like that blanket with the fish on it. So we got that one, and that was our blanket for Old Cella. And it now blocks the sun when I'm doing Zooms, because it totally washes everything.
Where'd your love of music come from?
I don't know. It's funny. My parents weren't super musical. Nobody played instruments, and I just I don't know. I was born in Detroit, so maybe I just got sold. You know what I mean? I just love music. It's always been a huge part of my life. I played, piano since I was a little kid, and then I started playing bass in college, and eventually picked up drums too. And so I do a lot of percussion, and it's just I think chefs, musicians, carpenters, I think we all sort of share this need, right, to express ourselves, you know, with our hands, you know?
Yeah. I'm thinking about Billy. I don't know if you're thinking this, Mikey. I'm not certain if you're thinking
probably
this.
Probably not.
Well, I'm thinking about having Duff, Austin Eckler, and Austin Eckler's wife perform together, okay? You like that, Mikey? You do that. It's a good idea. Austin Eckler's wife plays the drums. Austin plays guitar. Would you be interested in forming a band with the Ecklers?
Absolutely. Okay. What would there we go. Do? I've always wanted to be in a Sabbath cover band.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they do original stuff.
Oh, okay.
When you think Baker, you don't think Black Sabbath, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, man. Sabbath, like, you know, those guys are, that's like Sabbath. Like, Ozzy's great, right? Ozzy, right. You know, later Ozzy and stuff is great. But, you know, nothing hits like Sabbath. You know?
You like the Grateful Dead, don't you, Duff?
I like a couple of songs.
Okay, just a couple.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just a couple. So yeah, I'm not like a huge. I went to a Dead show when I was in high school.
Nice.
It was in D.C. at the RFK Stadium.
Yeah,
RFK Stadium. Yeah, yep. Totally. Yeah, saw him there. It was cool. It was fun. I don't remember much of it. The Dead, like, I don't know. I get it, but I don't get it. Like, there's some great songs, right? Yes. Some really great songs. And, like, right. Just them as sort of, like, American musical mythology. They're, you know, a pretty important band for just the shape of rock and roll as we know it today. But as far as, like, oh, man, I love the Dead. Like, yeah, there's some great songs, right? There's some really – Fire on the Mountain's a great song, you know? But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't get it. Let me explain it to you. You take LSD, you go and you sit there and you jam out for 3.5 hours. That's what it is, you know?
Yeah. I've done all that.
Ahead, you can catch.
I like the instructions.
You can catch Duff mentoring the next generation of bakers on Food Network's Kids Baking Championship. Duff, are kids easier or harder to work with than adults?
You know, it's funny. When Food Network first came to me, they were like, hey, you know, we got this show. It's going to be, you know, kids baking, and we want you to, like, be the host, mentor. And I was like, have you met me? Like, you're going to let me around children? Like, that's crazy. And they were like, yeah, you'll be great at it. You're kind of a big kid. I was like, you're right. So I went, and I did it. And I'd never worked with kids before. So as I'm, you know, hanging out with these kids, I was like, I have no idea what the proper way to sort of, like, you know, communicate with kids is. So I'll just talk to them like I talk to everybody else. And it worked. They really respond to it. You know, I find that, like, when you coddle them a little bit, when you act like you're expecting them to cry, they'll cry. But when you act like you expect them to, like, let's go, we got a cake to bake here, they respond, you know? And so I think, I don't know. Adults are funny. Like, one of the things that's funny, like, the difference between kids and adults is when you're judging them, right? And you're sort of, like, you know, telling them, like, okay, I ate your brownie and here's what I think. And you start telling them what you think. And with adults, you could see them just sort of, like, you know, they're not listening. There's a soundtrack in their head. It's just like, shut up. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, whatever. You know? Stupid culinary judge guy, you know, whatever. Like, you can see it in their eyes. Right. It's like completely checked out. With kids, when you're telling them, like, okay, this is what I thought about your brownie, and you're telling them what's wrong with it, they listen because they want to make a better brownie. You know, I find that kids are really receptive. You know, the adults are just like, yeah, shut up.
You also have to be gentler with a kid, though, right? You have to be, correct?
I mean, I'm like... yes. I mean, like, you know, I'm not going to, like, you know, totally just lay into them. But also, you know, I don't pull any punches, too. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of tell them, like, tell it like it is, you know, and they're happy to hear it. You know, I'm not mean, you know, by any stretch, but also, but I'm honest. I'm honest.
Dub, you're usually nice. I watch the show. You're usually a little too nice. Do you ever just want to be like, this is garbage? This is trash. Yeah. And honestly, maybe you should consider a career in sports. Like, baking isn't for you. pushing kids into, like, maybe you should
kid,
try
your
to
brownie
be in the NFL.
Sucks. Go play football.
Have you ever thought about playing guitar? This is not your thing. I mean, look, like, what are you going to do? You have a 10-year-old. It's like, you know, staring at you, and you're eating their brownie, and they know that you're going to say something bad about it. Like, it's so hard, right? It's so hard. But you got to be honest. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I find it like if you're open and honest, but you're kind, they respond, you know? But, yeah, you know, I don't want to. I also have a daughter now. She's 3. And, like, I tell you, this show has been great for, like, teaching me dad stuff.
Right. What have you learned? What have you learned, Duff?
Like, some of the time, like, one of the things I've learned is, like you have to sort of, like, ignore a little bit of the emotion. You know what I mean? Like, if a kid's crying, right? Like, my technique for sort of dealing with a kid is, like, I'll walk in and they're crying. I'm like, okay, stop crying. What's wrong? And they'll, like, stop crying and they'll tell me what's wrong. I'm like, okay, this is how we're going to fix it. And we get through it and we fix it. And you see that they, like, I mean, if they burn themselves and they're crying, it's like, okay, we need to handle this, right? But if it's just sort of like, I'm making brownies, I don't know what's happening, everything is, you know, on fire, this is a mess, I don't know what I'm doing, it's like, all right, let's eat this whale one bite at a time to figure out how to get you back on track, you know?
Where'd your love of baking come from?
Funny. Back up. I was 14 and I was a graffiti artist and I couldn't really, like, ask my parents for money for spray paint. So I got a job at McDonald's, and that was kind of my first, you know, that was my first, like, you know, real job. And, you know, I needed money for spray paint. And so that kind of became my thing. I worked in restaurants, you know, all through high school. I did, like, Greasy Spoons. I worked at a pizza joint. I worked at, like, a bunch of other fast food places. And then when I got to college, I was like, all right, look, I want to be a chef. I want to go to culinary school. But, you know, my parents really kind of pushed me to go to undergrad first. So I went to undergrad in Baltimore. We've established that. And then I went to there was a really nice restaurant in town called Savannah. The chef's name is Cindy Wolf. She has a restaurant now called Charleston, which is absolutely incredible. But really, like, she is, you know, like, still hands down the best chef I ever worked for. And I got there and I was like, look, I want to cook. You know, I want to be a chef. And so I want to cook in your restaurant. And she's like, you know, you don't know how to cook. And I, like, pulled out my resume and I was like, I can make 12
Big Macs
in a minute. Right? Yeah. We don't serve Big Macs, you know? So she was like, look, I tell you what, like, I need someone to bake cornbread and biscuits. And, you know, you can come in, do that a couple times a week. And, you know, you can kind of be in the kitchen and sort of learn just by sort of seeing what they're doing. I will teach you how to do this thing. And I was like, baking? That's like a job, you know? And so so I started doing it. And I realized a few things. I realized, like, you know, when you're doing the same thing over and over again every single day, you just get good at it. But you also, like, you analyze it. You think about it. And I noticed, like, little changes that I would make if I, like, mixed the cornbread batter the day before so then I had it ready for myself when I got in the next day. I noticed changes. It wouldn't rise as high. If I preheat the pans that I bake the cornbread in, I notice it, like, it gets this little crust on the outside and they're so much more delicious. You know, just stuff like that that I really started kind of figuring out. And I realized that, like, I loved it. I was a philosophy major, you know, I was like, it was very, like, cerebral and contemplative. And I really enjoyed it. The other thing I realized was, you know, my station was here. And then right on the other side was the line where all the guys are cooking and sauteing and grilling and stuff. And, like, all night long, these guys are sweating and there's fire. And they're, like, cutting themselves, and the chef's yelling at them, and the servers are yelling at them. And I'm over here, like, making cornbread, like, having a coffee, like, talking to the servers, you know. And I was like, I don't want that job. I want this job. This job's so much better. So, yeah, that's where I sort of got into baking. And then when I went to culinary school, I studied just baking and pastry.
Got it. Duff, I got to tell you what I would not give for a Duff Goldman pot brownie. Okay.
I mean, the regular ones are pretty good.
Right. No. Yeah. But the pop ones. I mean,
I do live in Los Angeles.
Check him out, Duff Goldman on the Food Network, the Kids Baking Championship. Also, and I'm interested in this because Charm City Cakes is your first bakery, right, in Baltimore. What was that feeling like when you opened that up? What was that feeling like for you, Duff?
Oh man, it's one of the scariest things.
Really?
It's terrifying.
Just running your own business day to day, like it's daunting, right?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, I had to sell cakes or I can't pay rent. I can't pay payroll. I can't, you know what I mean? Like it was tough. I remember I was working as a personal chef for a family and right before I opened the bakery. And I remember like my last day, you know, I was working and I, you know, got my check and I was like, cool, you know, nice to meet you guys. Yeah. And I left. And that next day I woke up and I had nothing to do. You know, I mean, I had a lot to do, but like I had nobody, I didn't have to be anywhere. Nobody was telling me what to, like, I literally was like, that's it. I have to now create something, you know, and that's scary, you know, that was scary, especially because I know nothing about running a business.
Sure.
I'm terrible at it.
Right.
No, I don't.
Oh, you still don't. Like, okay.
Yeah. I got people that are really good at running. I'm good at starting them and I'm good at like, I'm an idea guy, right? I'm a creative, but like, man, when it comes to like dotting the I's and crossing the T's, man, I'm terrible at it.
Duff, you know what makes people feel better after a bad day, a bad time in their life, a bad game? It's baked goods. So I'm wondering, have you sent anything to anyone on the Baltimore Ravens today just to soothe them?
Well, I did. I sent a text to...
Less delicious.
But, well...
Depends on the text.
Yeah, let me tell you the story. So I'm friends with Ronnie Stanley. And he was over at my house. He has a place in Malibu and I'm not too far from there. And so he came over for tacos and we're hanging out and he was telling me about this amazing Peking duck place that he found in San Gabriel. And he's like, when the season's over, you know, when I come back, we're going out for Peking duck. And I was like, that's great, but I don't want to get Peking duck until at least March. And he was like, me neither, you know. So, you know, the game happened yesterday. And so this morning I texted Ronnie just a picture of a plate of Peking duck. Because it was like, hey, now that the season's over, let's go get some duck, you know. And he wrote back. He's like, that actually makes me feel a little better. And yeah, so that was what I sent.
I sent him some
cupcakes. Like I sent the whole team. The whole facility, the whole organization, I sent them all cupcakes and cake jars like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, let's go get them, guys. Here's cupcakes.
Well, it didn't work, though. I mean,
it got him this far. You know?
It got him to the AFC Championship game.
I'm talking to you guys.
Wait, no, Duff, real quick, hold on a second. Because I'm wondering, how does this work for you? Okay, so the Ravens lost to the Chiefs. The Chiefs now play the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. Are you rooting for the team that beat you so you could say you lost to the Super Bowl champs, or are you tired of the Chiefs and you want them to lose?
Well, it actually goes deeper than that. I don't want to get into any kind of sort of like deep stuff here, but I have a terrible relationship with my father, right? We're not, you know, and he is a die hard. He was born in Kansas City, Missouri. He is a die hard Chiefs fan. And it stings extra that the Chiefs beat the Ravens. And I'm going to laugh when the Niners beat the Chiefs. I'm going to be so happy that I know that it's causing my dad anguish.
Amazing. I was gonna ask you what you made of the Chiefs taking Justin Tucker's kicking tee before the game, but this took a dark turn.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever. That's just gamesmanship. But yeah, that's how I feel about the Chiefs.
Tell people about the Kids Baking Championship on the Food Network on the way out here.
Oh, man. So I tell you, Kids Baking Championship is really incredible because these kids are doing things at 10 and 11 years old that I didn't learn till I was probably 30. You know, I mean, like really advanced pastry stuff. And, you know, YouTube, right? They're watching YouTube, but they're really good at it. And they really understand like the principles behind it. When I was 11 years old, I had some G.I. Joes and like a rock. You know what I mean? These kids, it is amazing what just not only what they come up with and their amount of knowledge, but also their creativity and just sort of like how they think about these ridiculous challenges that we throw at them. You know, it's really, it's like, for me, just as a fan, it's fun to watch. Like I get to be in the room and watch it happen. And it's really cool.
It's really awesome. It seems like you're happy. You're living a good life. You're living a life that, quite frankly, I think all three of us are jealous of. So continued success to you. And listen, I have two ideas. Christine Lisi, an ESPN Sports Center anchor, Jess and Golic with a bake-off with Duff. I'm thinking that. And also Goldman and the Ecklers. Sure. We're going to form a band, okay?
I love it. I love it. We don't have to. When you talk to them, it doesn't have to be Sabbath covers.
Okay.
I don't think he knows what Black Sabbath is.
I think he would actually be into that. He likes rock. I think he might be into that.
Yeah. I tried to get him into the Dead, and he had the same reaction you did. He just doesn't get it.
It's just like there's some good songs, but the solo in 1978 in Copenhagen, and oh, it's amazing. You know, it's just like
that was a
really?
Good show. Yeah. Duff, we really enjoyed this. I'd like to have you on again. I'm serious. I want to try these two ideas out with you if we can make it happen.
I'd love to. I think that'd be great.
All right. Cool. And good luck making your dad miserable, okay?
Thank you.
Jeez.
He said it, not me.
I'm doing great.
All right, Duff. We appreciate it, man. We're sorry about your Ravens, but continue success, my friend. You're a good man.
Thanks, guys.
Who am I talking to?
You are talking to me, Stugatz. That's my name.
Dugatz?
Stugatz.
Dugatz? Who's Dugatz?
I'm Stugatz.
Two guys?
STU.
You said two guys or two? What?
Stugatz. My name is Stugatz. I love this. My name is Stugatz, Flav. Okay. STU, like Stu. And the gentleman who will be joining me in just a second, his name is Billy Gill.
Okay, so we got Stu and Billy.
Stu and Billy. There you go.
Stugatz.
I grew up fairly close to you, Flavor Flav.
Stugatz is a German name.
I grew up in Port Washington, Long Island, man. Close to you. Freeport. Roosevelt.
Yo, you from Freeport? You from Long Island, bro?
Yeah, from Long Island, man.
Long Island, we keep you smiling, but that's where we be wilding.
I didn't know he was from Freeport. I grew up in Mineola.
Yo!
Yo!
You grew up in Mineola?
Mineola.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I used to be the head chef. I used to be the head chef at the courthouse right there on the corner of Franklin Avenue and Old Country Road.
Yeah.
I used to be the chef there, you know what I'm saying? Plus, besides, you know, that's where I used to go to court at.
Wait, Flav, you were a chef?
Yep, that's right. I'm a chef, bro. I got my cooking degree in 1978.
Wow, man. What's the go-to thing for you to cook? Like, if I ask you, hey, Flav, let's sit down, have dinner. You're going to cook. You're going to make me a meal. What are you making if you're trying to impress me?
Whatever you want.
Come on, Flav.
Whatever you want, bro. Hey, yo, check this out. My course was institutional cooking. What institutional cooking is like making pans of rice pilaf, fettuccine alfredo, crepe Suzette's for like 400 people at one time. That's institutional cooking. So that's the type of degree that I got. The certificate that I got in 1978, but I did have a few restaurants, though. A couple of Flavor Flav's fried chicken restaurants, you know what I mean? In the whole nine of my day, you know what I mean? So I do it all, bro. So whatever y'all need, man, you know what I'm saying? Fruit soup, peanut butter soup, what?
What's the trick to good fried chicken?
the trick to good fried chicken is you got to wash and clean the chicken first. Then you season it. And after you season it, then you put it through the flour and you fry it. That's the trick.
Flav, how does a guy who was born on Long Island in Roosevelt, grew up in Freeport, how did that guy become a Lions fan?
Well, you know, I got a girlfriend that lives in Detroit.
Okay.
You know, so yep. I've been going in and out of Detroit for the past 7 years right now, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people have been seeing me in Detroit for the past 7 years, so I practically damn near live in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. the whole nine, so I rep Detroit big time. Plus, I always loved the Lions anyway. Barry Sanders was always one of my favorite running backs.
Plus, you avoided being a Jets fan, which is very smart of you. I mean...
Hey, yo, no! I favor all of my New York teams.
Okay.
All of my New York teams I favor. I favor the Giants. I favor the Jets. I favor the Knicks. I favor the Nets. I favor the Yankees. I favor the Mets. Come on now. I favor the Islanders. I right. favor the Bills.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Let's
I mean,
go.
You're going all the way up to Buffalo.
I favor New York Liberty.
Right.
All of my New York teams I favor.
Yeah, but Flav, you can't do that, man. Flav, you can't do that. You know this, Flav. You have to choose one. You can't be a fan of both the Jets and the Giants. You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
Yes,
because you know
you're Flav, right.
Yes, I can.
Right.
I'm the only one that can do that. And the reason why, because on the Jets and the Giants, a lot of those players are Flavor Flav's fans. Gotcha.
Yeah, you did. Well, listen, you're Flavor Flav. I'm not. You can do whatever the f*** you want. You're right. I apologize to you, sir.
I am everywhere, man.
Did you enjoy? You were watching the game, I think, in Detroit, right? Did you enjoy that? Did you have fun during that experience?
Yeah, I really, really did, man. Even though the team wasn't there, but they had the big screens there, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, but they even put me on the big screen, and the doggone place went crazy. But they sold a lot of tickets, though. And not only that, but this is the first time in a whole bunch of years that the Lions has ever went that far. So, hey, listen, even though the Lions lost, but I still congratulate and, you know, I still congratulate the Lions, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For going that far.
Yep. How much were you talking at halftime, though? You guys, the Lions were up big. You're there. You're getting the Lions fans all excited. How much was Flavor Flav talking at halftime?
Going bad. Honestly, I was talking a whole bunch of sugar honey iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the reason why is because I really thought the Lions were going to the Super Bowl. And I was like, yo, Lions going to the Super Bowl. That. Sorry, 49ers. Y'all are out of here. I was talking mad. Mm. But, hey, listen, happens, man.
Yeah. Flav, I'm going to say it. I don't care. I love you, man. Yeah. I don't care if you say it back, but I love you, okay?
I love you too, bro. That's real talk.
Thank you. Long Island, man. Strong Island. Yeah.
Strong Island, that's where we wildin', but right. We will keep your ass smiling.
That's right. Billy, did you
know? Freeport, Roosevelt. Don't forget, I grew up in Roosevelt. And when I was in Roosevelt High School, Eddie Murphy was in my ninth grade English class.
Really?
Really? And if I told you then that Eddie Murphy would turn into what he turned into, you would have told me what?
I would have been like, man, you crazy, man. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna be no big star like that. But you know what? He ended up being a big star like that, and I'm so proud of him, man. You know what I'm saying? He really did his thing. Once he got on Saturday Night Live, he never returned off of TV, man. So big ups to my boy Eddie Murphy, man. I'm so proud of him, man.
I feel like your English teacher deserves a raise. Created two of the greatest writers of our time. I mean, different, you know, one a comedy writer, one's a musician, but two great writers from that English class.
Yeah, man. I think Miss Muckle is proud of us, but that's if she's still living.
I'm gonna look up Miss Muckle right now.
All right, Billy's looking it up. All right, Billy's looking it up. Perhaps there'll be a reunion at some point.
Yeah, next week you, Miss Muckle, and Eddie Murphy.
And Eddie Murphy. Okay, can we get that done, Flav? Okay.
Yo, let's try it. Let's put it together, man. Word up. We can try.
All right. So you were talking at halftime, and rightfully so, the Lions were up. You thought they were going to the Super Bowl. So take us through the second half for you, Flav, okay? What are you thinking? The emotional roller coaster? Are you getting mad at Dan Campbell for not kicking field goals? What the hell was going on, Flav?
Hey, yo, man, I ain't going to lie, man, but the thing that was really going through my mind was the quarterback, man, started overthrowing the tight ends. And not only that, but the quarterback was doing running plays at the wrong time when he should have been passing. You know what I'm saying? The defense started getting weak at halftime. You know what I'm saying? On that second half. I mean, I ain't going to lie. They put their all in all into it. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine. I mean, hey, look, listen, man. Lions did a good job, man. You know what I'm saying? I knew for a fact that the Lions wasn't going to win on that fourth quarter. When it came down to the fourth quarter and everything was tight. And it was like maybe a three-point game, but San Francisco had the ball. And they were running that clock out. When they ran that clock out, I said, goodbye, Lions. Next year, I think the Lions could go even further, man. I think they might make it to the Super Bowl next year if they played as well as they did this year. Because the Lions kicked ass this year, bro. You can't front. And not only that, you see what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know this shirt cost me? This shirt right here?
How much?
Cost me $750.
What?
Damn, you know what
I'm yeah, damn.
It's vintage. Jeez. This is vintage, G. A vintage
is it made
lion?
Out of real lion?
Huh?
Is it made out of real lion?
Yeah, half lion and half shirt.
Jeez, imagine if it was a full lion, how much it would cost.
$750, Flav. Yeah. What's the most expensive thing you're wearing right now?
Probably this.
Oh. All right, so one of the watches you have on, how much is that watch?
A lot.
Yeah.
The watch.
Yeah,
and then also this.
Okay, what is that?
This SHA, this stands for strong arm. And I know y'all know the rapper Flo Rida.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Me and Flo Rida, yeah, we the best of friends, man. This is his management company, you know. And Flo Rida's manager gave me this piece off of his neck, you know what I'm saying? His manager, Freezy, gave me this piece off of his neck, man, you know. So I'm wearing it proudly, man. Represent my boy Flo and his company. Proud of him.
Flav, I don't want to start any problems between you and Eminem, but I kind of feel like you're the Lions fan that's been there a long time, and then all of a sudden the Lions make the playoffs, and then we see Eminem is there, and Eminem's getting all the attention when Flav's been the guy that's been there the whole time. Am I right?
Well, check this out. Number one, you can never, 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 ever start anything between Flav and Eminem, because Eminem is my favorite rapper of all time. He's the top dog.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And not only that, but he's the best. Can't nobody beat out Eminem. You know? And Eminem still shouts out Flavor Flav in his records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I have not been to more Lions games than Eminem. But you know what I'm saying? Right. I've been to his restaurant too, Mom's Spaghetti, which is some real good bro. Y'all need to check that out. When y'all go to Detroit, y'all need to stop by Mom's Spaghetti, man. You know what I'm saying?
Did you have to wait outside in that line? It's a long line. Or did Flavor Flav get to cut the line?
No, I don't wait in line. I cut.
All right, very good.
He's Flavor Flav.
That's what I was hoping.
Well, Billy, you missed this part. Flavor Flav was a chef at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed that part of the interview.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He also owned a couple of restaurants out of Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to his point, Eminem has been there a lot longer. Flavor Flav actually just showed up 7 or 8 years ago because he has a girlfriend in Detroit, you know?
Yeah.
There you go, just like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eminem is my boy. You know what I'm saying? I love Eminem, and I'm going to always be one of his biggest fans, so y'all can never, ever start with me and my band.
Right.
It'll never happen. Never.
Just for the sake of clarity, Billy was not trying to do that. That's not what Billy does. No. He doesn't stir up
trying to avoid it.
What are you doing with Chuck D? This is exciting, man. You get a new single out everywhere, man. Tell us about it.
Well, check this out. Being that I've been all over the planet and I'm just moving around so much, my manager has me moving here. She's got me moving there, you know? And Chuck said, yo, we need to do a record about you being everywhere and shit, you know what I'm saying? So Chuck sat down and wrote me a great record called Everywhere Man. Chuck wrote the record. Chuck went to writing, and I started reciting. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Man, my partner gave me a real good record, man. You know what I'm saying? So Flavor Flav, he's everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Flav, perhaps we can't start beef with Eminem, and we're not trying to, but Taylor Swift, a little tired of that? I mean, what do you think? Tired of just the whole thing?
Well, what about Taylor? I'm a big fan of Taylor.
Okay,
man.
I'm not trying. I'm just asking you. I'm glad. I'm a big fan as well.
Check this out. Check this out. When you talk about Taylor Swift, the Flavor Flav, number one, I am her most iconic fan that she has. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Not only that, but her fan base embraced me, and they gave me a brand new name. You know what that name is?
What?
King Swifty.
Oh, wow. King Swifty. Wow. I wasn't trying. I am so happy to hear
that. Well,
Flav,
you went to...
Hey, check this out.
Yeah,
that's right. Flavor Flav is a Swifty. Yeah, that's right. I'm a Swifty.
I love it.
Y'all see this?
There it is, a guitar pick.
Oh, wow. Yeah, guitar pick.
Yeah, with
Oh, with Taylor. Yeah.
On it.
She gave that to you?
So I keep these in my... I keep this stuff on me for just in case that I run across my fellow Swifties in the street while I'm walking through the airports and all of that stuff.
Right.
Yo, man, I keep a bracelet to trade and you know, a guitar pick to give away to the Swifties. You know what I'm saying? But I love her music. I love her lyrics. Her lyrics, yo, she keeps it real with people, man. She keeps it real with her fans. She writes about a lot of her, you know, experiences that she goes through life. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us can relate to that, you know. So big up to Taylor Swift. I'm proud that she's got my man Travis Kelce, you know what I'm saying, in the whole nine. And I hope that they last for a real long time or forever.
You went to her shows, right? And you were like exchanging braces with the fans and the Swifties there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
And I ain't going to lie. Not only did I go to two of her shows, but I also went to her movie premiere.
Ooh.
Wow.
And being at her movie premiere, honestly, it's just like being at the damn concert. Well, the only thing is that you get better shots of her. You know what I'm saying? Better shots and shit. But it's just like being at the concert, man. And I ain't going to lie, but I don't know no other musical artists that can draw enough fans to their concert to where that shit hits the f***ing Richter scale. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift hit the record set. Richter scale with her fans, bro, up in Washington State. Come on, man.
Yep. You're right, Flav. Yep. Have you met
one of the greatest artists of our time, man? One of the greatest artists of our time, and I'm proud of her.
You're right. Have you met Taylor Swift?
I met her. The first time I met Taylor Swift, I asked her for a selfie. Oh. So here I am taking a selfie, and she snatched the phone out of my hand and said, "No, here, you do it like this." And she's the one that took the selfie of me and her.
Wow, it's all about angles.
I see she had a great deal of respect for me. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine. So pickups go to Taylor, man. Everything that she's nominated for, she wins.
All right, Flav, I don't want to do this to you, but rate these artists. Eminem, Taylor Swift, Flo Rida.
You want them to rank?
Yeah, rank these artists.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. All three of them. From 1 to 10. Check this out. All three of them, right? From 1 to 10, I give each one of them a 20.
Wow.
I love that. If I ask you who's going to win the Super Bowl, are you going to tell me both teams? I mean, what are we going to do here?
No. Nope. Nope. I sure won't. Because only one can win.
That's true.
That's true. You're right.
Only one can
win.
And let me tell you something. Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are my two favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. Hmm. Now, they were going head-to-head. Only one of them could win.
That's right.
So Lamar Jackson lost out. So now I only got one in there that left, and that's Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is getting ready to get another ring, just like he did last year. And once they won the Super Bowl last year, he went straight from the field to Disney World with his family.
I love it. You're fantastic. I enjoyed this thoroughly. I'm thinking we do it again next week, a Super Bowl preview, okay? We have you on, as Billy mentioned, English teacher, Eddie Murphy, and you, all right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's make it happen. I'm here.
And Flo Rida, too.
And Flo Rida.
All y'all got to do is just give me the ball and watch Flav score.
Yeah. Well, that's what we did, right? Trying, we just handed you the ball and we watched you score. I mean,
Flav, are you headed out to the Super Bowl?
Look at his smile. I love him.
Are you headed out to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I live in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I don't have tickets to the actual Super Bowl.
Right.
But I will be hosting a couple of Super Bowl parties. And, hey, if somebody is nice enough to give me some tickets to the Super Bowl, later for the watch parties, I'm going to the Super Bowl, baby. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe you head out to Radio Row. We hang out with you a little bit. Talk some
football.
Come on,
let's go.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
I'll come to Radio Row. Y'all
perfect.
Let me know where y'all going to be at, and I'll come hang out with y'all.
We're going to be at the DraftKings stage. Yeah, we'll see you there.
Yeah, we want to have you on, okay, man?
This is exciting.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm all in.
And if I need a place to stay, I can crash at your place. Is that cool?
Sure, okay. I got 5 rooms at my crib.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're trying to make it to Gronk Beach, but they want us out by Friday, but Gronk Beach is on Saturday, so we're looking for a place to crash Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin Eckler is not really going to invite us,
Hey, at least if you stay at my crib, you ain't got to worry about checkout.
That's right.
Flav, I'm going to take you up on this offer. We're coming to your house, okay?
Hey, like my boy Bob Barker said, come on down.
Flav, you're the greatest hype man of all time, okay? You really are. And we host a show called God Bless Football. And I'm wondering, off the top of your head, if you could do some sort of hype, okay? Just hype up the show. It's called God Bless Football. Do it in Flavor Flav style if you can, okay?
Hey, yo, check this out in the place to be. Rockin' from the bottom to the T.O.P. Yeah, yeah, y'all. Yes, y'all. Come on, y'all. God Bless Football. Let's go.
Yeah!
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. We have a new intro. Flav, you are fantastic. Again, check out his new single with Chuck D, Everywhere Man. Flavor Flav, thank you so much for joining us, for giving us your time and entertaining us, man. You're fantastic. We appreciate it.
Hey, yo, let me tell you something about that fantastic. Before I go, I got to tell y'all something about fantastic. Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
I claim my sneakers were fantastic. This works. I swear to God.
Wow. Really?
Jeez.
Price so fantastic on your sneakers. I'm telling you, G, this works, G. But let me tell you something. You guys are fantastic too, man. Thanks for having me on your show, man. And I'm honored to be on your show, man. I'll be more than glad to come back on again.
All right. We're honored to have you, sir. We'll see you out in Las Vegas. We're going to make this happen, okay?
All right. You got it, guys. Right. You're holding down. Prosperous 2024, guys.
All right, I'm going to try to get you an endorsement deal with Fantastic. You deserve it after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, word up, man. Hey, you sound like a great spokesman. Come on, let's go.
I'm going to work on it, Flav, okay?
You do that for me.
All right, man.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
It's a great question. I didn't know.
Mikey, did you know?
I had no idea.
Listeners, did you know?
I mean, who knew? How could you know?
Who knew? Fuentes, did you know?
I don't even know where I am. What's happening?
Right. Anyone who says they knew.
They didn't.
They're lying.
No one knew.
Yeah. No one knew.
They didn't.
I mean.
This is the rare episode, Stugatz, in the history of God Bless Football that, well, I guess we're not including Monday Hangover, but this is the rare episode in the history of God Bless Football that does not feature a Golic or a Sims.
You're right.
I think that every episode that we've put out, for the most part, except Monday Hangover, has had a Golic or a Sims on it. Even if it's not senior, junior will be on it. There's always a Golic, and then there's a Sims.
But just Chris, never Phil.
Never Phil.
Right.
Always Chris, yeah.
It's odd that we haven't had Phil on, isn't it? I mean, Chris has been doing this for 3 years with us.
Yeah, and we always promise that it's going to happen, and he says, yeah, he'd love to do it, and then it never happens. And
right.
It's almost like on purpose.
It almost would seem like he's lying to us about wanting to get his dad on with us.
Well, I asked Phil to come on with us once, and he said, I know you and my son are up to no good, so no.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I do like the idea that he thinks that you guys are like these teenagers that are up to tricks and tomfoolery. No, your kids are up to no good.
Well, that's how big is. I mean,
yeah. I'm glad you got that curse in there.
Thank you. Sorry.
Seems completely unnecessary.
That's a nickname, man.
It's come to my realization, Stugatz, and yes. I realized it last week
right.
when I was like going through like the final edit or whatever for God Bless Football.
Yep.
So I don't think we're going to have Chris on this week just because we're going to talk to him next week in person. And, you know, whatever. We're not going to preview the game twice with him. We'll give him a week off because he does a lot for us, right?
Should we try to get Phil?
No, not what I was thinking. But I was going to say, I think it's going to be when I see him at Radio Row like a solid month since I spoke to him last just because of scheduling. Like, they keep double booking us and doing
his thing. He's not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it.
I know. You actually enjoy the segment. You enjoy the banter back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You are packing your red sweatshirt, though, right?
I was thinking Billy, of
you
getting. Have to. I was thinking of getting one.
You
for
have
him.
To.
No, you have to get one for him, and you have to wear yours the day that he is joining us.
All right. Okay? So here are the things headed into the Super Bowl next week that I'm stressing. Well, a number of things, but one is we're gonna be there a week, and it's cold for us. It's cold for me. Mm-hmm. The temperature that we're gonna go into. So like, I don't think everything's gonna fit in a carry-on. So I'm gonna now. Am I checking a bag? Like that's kind of like a thing that I'm stressing. A little bit. And then I wanted to take a red sweatshirt, like a red Marlins hoodie for Chris, but I need to track one down in his size and I need to get it in like 2 days. So that's going to be a little bit of a challenge. Sorry, I'm getting choked up.
You okay there?
Yeah. And then I also wanted to give Peter King the thing that you use to clean like bottles and cups.
Oh yeah, you promised dishes. Him that. Yes.
Well, we said we'd give it to him for his birthday, but
well,
I was
going to birthday.
I was, said I was. I thought, you know what? What better surprise than to give it to him at Radio Row? And a number of things have gone through my mind on that. One, am I going to waste valuable luggage space carrying that in my luggage? Two, how do I get that through security at the convention center? So that's still one question that I'm not 100% certain on. Then one workaround that I was thinking is, what if when I get to Las Vegas, I just Amazon Prime it and have it come to my hotel? Hmm. And then I just take it in that way, and then I'm not wasting space in my luggage.
Hmm.
But then also, am I going to be that guy that's just walking around Radio Row handing out weird gifts to people? Because that's strange, especially since they both work together at NBC Sports. Like, every day I'm going to show up at NBC Sports just with weird gifts to give on-air talent. Like,
yeah.
The NBC Sports people are going to be like, who is this guy and what is going on here? How did he get in here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think so much?
I don't know. There's a bug on my microphone. You see this thing?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, it flew off my hat right into your nose. It did.
Is that what,
on the mic.
Is that what yes. made me like make that noise? Because yeah. something went in my nose and I was like choked up.
Yeah.
And now there's a bug and it must have been that.
You guys are with me. Fuentes, Mikey A, like just pack a suitcase and let's go. I mean, that's it. What are you doing? Why are you worrying?
There's a lot.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
So much thinking.
We're going to Vegas, dude.
The Amazon idea is probably the best one, to be honest.
Right. Yeah.
Just send it to the hotel.
And then... Lots to pack, though.
Billy, and lots whatever to unpack. You pack is empty space coming back for things that you're going to bring back for people.
That's another thing is sometimes I need to get a bigger suitcase because I'm a sucker that when I go, I'm like, oh, I need to get something for my daughters. And oh, I'm going to get something for my wife. But then if my mother-in-law is there, then let me get her like a magnet because she'll be there. But if my parents pick me up, I should have things for them. And then like I end up coming back with gifts for like 40 people. And I need like almost another suitcase for that. Or then like you have the big Super Bowl bag and then I use that as like I push it then like on the airplane where you have like the carry-on bag that you can have, but you can also have a personal item. So then what I do is I get like the biggest bag possible for my personal item. And then I have to stop at the Hudson Express or whatever it's called. What's
Hudson,
it called?
Hudson News.
Hudson News. Yeah, I stop at Hudson News and I always have to get a bottle of water. But I get the biggest possible bottle of water just in case they're out of water on the airplane. And then if there's a connecting flight, which there isn't, luckily, at least for now.
Directy?
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's an overnighter.
Oh,
yeah.
Red eye.
It is. And I actually, because like I'm not a big flyer. I'm not a big like whatever. So they planned it for us.
Here we go.
And then I realized when I booked it, I accidentally, it's weird when you take off one day and land the next day, the way that the airlines like presents it is quite confusing, or at least was confusing for me.
Right.
So originally they had me coming back on Sunday because that's when I still believed like, we're going to do Gronk Beach. We're going to do this. We're going to do that, which I still haven't given up on, even though we're very close and I'm going to have to change my flight again. Mm-hmm. But I haven't given up on that yet. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I had to switch it back from Sunday because they're like, you're going to pay out of pocket. I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay an extra two nights of a hotel to come back on Sunday because I was hoping to cover the game. And then they told us you're not doing that either. And I was like, okay, well, then I'm coming back on Friday because I'm not going to be paying for a hotel.
Stay at Flav's house.
I may do that.
He offered.
He did offer. Could you imagine if I showed up with like my roll-on thing and I'm like, hey, Flav, I'm here. Yeah. Just, you know, stay tomorrow. I feel like if I offer him Gronk Beach with me, then we're golden.
Oh, Gronk Beach would love to have Flav. Are you kidding me?
I think Gronk Beach would love to, and then maybe that's the exchange, is I stay at Flav's house in exchange for getting him in. Not that he needs me to get in, but still.
Right.
So anyways, back to the flights.
Oh, geez.
So I switched my flight back, and then I realized I changed my flight to leave, because I put for Friday.
Right.
And I realized when I confirmed everything.
Yes.
Bug is back.
Yeah,
when I confirmed everything, I actually made it for Thursday, landing Friday.
Oh,
so
no.
Then I was leaving a day early. So then I had to change my flight back again. Yeah, it's a whole confusion. Anyways.
Yeah. What are you going to do about the medicine, though? I mean,
medicine?
I don't know. Didn't you say you had to pack some meds or something like that? Or
I did not.
I don't know.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. I thought that just
what are you talking
that's
about?
That's my suitcase.
You just stopped listening.
God bless football.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.